Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Peg O'Connell and Becky Gray. Trustees of a new Hanover Regional Hospital are talking about the possibility of selling their county-owned facility. Reactions have been vocal and reverberations statewide. While the concept is that consolidation will help save cost and improve health care, evidence suggests otherwise. State Treasurer Dale Falwell got into this recently, saying it'll further prevent cost transparency for patients and the state health plan. Tell us your reaction to the sale or merger of this hospital.
Well, first of all, it's just in the investigative stages, but New Hanover is a very stable and high-quality hospital, and so there's many hospitals seek a partner or seek a bailout. This is not the case with New Hanover, but it is in one of the fastest growing areas of our state. And so you have a hospital that is owned by the county that is getting a huge influx of people from all over the country who are coming to live in that area. So they have to be able to grow in order to meet the basic needs of the medical community and the healthcare community and that.
And the patients.
And the patients in that area. Lay on top of that the fact that you have probably one of the worst epicenters for the opioid epidemic in the southeast in New Hanover County. So you've got huge uncompensated care costs. So the fact that the Board of Trustees is looking to see, could they sell? Which selling to a for-profit chain would not be my favorite thing because I just don't think that's a good idea. But could they partner with a larger system or could they partner with a countrywide system? I think it's only responsible on the part of this Board of Trustees to at least make that inquiry. And I'll say one more thing, because you know I can never let anything go without saying this. Treasurer Falwell is so concerned about transparency and the financial stability of New Hanover County, he should get behind efforts to expand the state's Medicaid program, which would then alleviate a lot of the cost pressures that are on New Hanover.
But part of all of this is that Treasurer Falwell says it'll reduce competition, and he's very concerned about that, and that he also cites statistics saying that whereas these mergers are touted, or takeovers or whatever, sales, whatever you want to call them, are touted to be able to save administrative costs, deliver, that's not the case. It just doesn't work out that way.
Well, as Peg mentioned, you know, first of all, this is a very fast-growing part of our state. There are a lot of people moving there, and, you know, we want that economic growth to continue, and being able to provide health care in those communities is a very important part of this.
Well, it's essential in that area of the state.
Exactly. And as Peg has mentioned, this is in the investigative, you know, beginning to talk about this and look at it. I think that Treasurer Falwell is well within his responsibility to bring up these points as they are investigating. There are plus and minuses for both ways of doing this, and I think he is doing his due diligence and his duty to bring those things to the table to think about it. What we've seen with this hospital, from what I can tell, is it's being well run. You know, as Peg mentioned, this is not a problem that we have to solve. It's a matter of how do we manage the growth of it. And so I think I commend everybody that's involved in this discussion. I think it's good that they're bringing everybody to the table to think about these. We've seen these mergers take place in other parts of the country. We've seen it happen across North Carolina. So there's advantages and disadvantages, but yet anytime there are two partners that come together, there are unique principles that each of those deals are, you know, every single merger and consolidation is not exactly the same. And so, you know, it's regionally, it depends on the hospital that's there, the culture of that particular area. So I think that, again, each one of these needs to be carefully considered. And just kind of a quick lighter point on this, if you will, recall in the Downton Abbey series that I'm a big fan of, that was a big part of a storyline. And, you know, of course, this occurred in the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. You know, you may recall, you know, the Maggie Smith character was very opposed
to...
The Dowager was very opposed to any kind of consolidation or merger with another hospital in their village, and Lady Grantham championed that. And there was a, you know, several episode that was part of the discussion with it. So this whole notion of what you do, and of course there's a lot of pride in your local community, in your local hospital. And so you want to be very careful as the way you go forward with these things.
I think that's one of these things, and as you said, it's in the investigative stages. But obviously the trustees of New Hanover Regional Medical Center felt that there was enough to go public with this conversation.
Well, this is not the kind of thing you can keep secret, and if you try, you are going to have a riot on your hands. So.
Well, they pretty near do, don't they?
Well, I think...
But on both sides.
What's going on in Wilmington and New Hanover, it is a place of two places. It's the new place, and it's the long-term community. And I think that's the tension you're getting, which is sort of the story of every place in North Carolina. But, you know, New Hanover County is no longer a sleepy little seaside village.
Oh, no. It hasn't been for a long time. It was our state's largest city for many years.
Right.
But is this going to prompt more consideration and more mergers of hospital systems?
I don't know that this particular situation will prompt more, but I think that, you know, the questions facing healthcare and how do we provide healthcare and how do we reduce the cost of healthcare and how do we deliver health efficiently across North Carolina is what is going to prompt more of these discussions.
Because, you know, I think hospitals who didn't look to the future are some of the ones that have closed. I mean, they, to the last breath, they were like, this is our town hospital. But a lot of those are closed. So as much as I hate it, I think it's only responsible on the part of the management of that hospital.
Well, and you talk about changing towns. This past week or so, we've seen two hospitals announce they're no longer going to do birthing centers in their hospitals. It's a changing market. There's no question about it. Well, thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.